We're going to talk now politics, because we have a local election coming up in probably the 6th of June, I think is the day I've heard mooted for the local elections. But we have an independent candidate who's running in the Kinmare Municipal District, formerly Fine Gael, ran for Fine Gael in 2019, and he's now running independent. Patrick Lyon from Valencia. Patrick, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry. Good morning to your listeners.
Hope you're well this morning. Now, you're having a launch night. Is it tonight or tomorrow night in Carrigaline?
Yeah, we're having a bit of a get-together tonight. Yeah, just to let them see what, like, let them see what's happening, what's the direction we're going and things like that, you know, Jerry.
Okay. All right. Why run again and why run independent?
Why run again and why run independent? I suppose, look, Jerry, no matter what you're involved in, why do you join a football team, why do you join soccer, why do you join football? It's because you're interested, you know, Jerry, and I'm passionate about a lot of things, and I'm passionate about agriculture, I'm a farmer, I'm passionate about planning, housing, education, employment, and immigration, all those things come into life. That's why I run independent, I suppose, is because Fine Gael, I'm tatters, to be honest about it, and if I was interested in getting the seat, I wouldn't get it with Fine Gael, so I'm going independent, and hopefully I will get elected this time independent.
Okay, so listen, what are the issues? What do you think you can do as an independent? What are the main things you'd like to fix in the county if you become a councillor?
Well, if I become a councillor, Jerry, I would be passionate. I would, first thing, which is that in this country, you have to lay out a plan. And, like, you must plan and you must help and you must cooperate in everything in society, like. And there's some great people inside in Kerry County Council that you'd love to help. For example, John Griffin is a great ambitious character in there, you know. And if he got help, just know what he'd do. He sees the light. He sees the light at the end of the tunnel. He's very outgoing and he can into every community, like. And that's what I like to see progress and to see every locality, you know, moving on and moving for the better. Like planning, for example, like, which is the key issue on anything, like, it sets the economy moving, I think, in my honest opinion. Like, planning, it costs nothing to grant a planning permission. But, like, I was involved in the building for a long time and I employed up to 60 people, you know. You know, there's people living in every one of them houses. And the point is, when you pull out a foundation for a house in the morning, you're actually setting down a foundation for a family as well that will live and grow in the area, that will support the local community, the local schools, hospitals, football teams, you name it. It's endless what they'll do. But if that planning permission is turned down, they're on the plane to Australia. Like, there's no comparison. Like. And another thing, of course, is if you get the building trade moving, it's great for the local economy. You get all the people involved. You have big employment. And another big thing, which would cost nothing either, is the qualifiers to when you want to build for, like, we were lucky. We managed the qualifiers when we were building for Kerry County Council, HSC, you name it, Board of Works. The qualifiers were $6 million. That's one question inside 100 questions. Is your turnover over $6 million? That's crazy stuff, Jerry. That's crazy stuff.
Yeah. Let me ask you this on building. So, Patrick, we had a comment in from a builder on Monday in the programme regarding the housing crisis in response to the story about Simon Harris trying to attract labour back to the country by saying, come back and work in Ireland. They said, look, if I apply for a 100 housing scheme in Kerry after buying the land, I have to go battle with the Council of Bord Pleanála to get planning. I have to pay a ridiculous amount of money in levies and also 40,000 in VAT per unit to the government. This is a struggle all the way. They're blocking builders and developers. You know, is that what needs to be changed? And how can you change it as a councillor if you get elected?
Right. Look, there's many ways you can change it, of course, Jerry. But the simplest way to change it is, look at the housing situation. Look, you grant a planning permission. You're getting moving in the area, like. For example, the housing situation is crazy. Like, you're drawing the people into towns and then renting it in towns. That's what it's all about at all. We're not out to destroy our countryside or anything like that. All we need is a roof over our head and to get the locality moving and bring the people back. We have our qualified, educated young people over in Australia, Jerry. They shouldn't be there. And, well, look, in fairness, forced immigration is the one I'm talking about. If you, naturally enough, if you want to immigrate, that's well and good. But look, to think that we educate our people and they have no choice, or they head off to Australia, like, and things, and there we are in this country, our hospitals are overcrowded, like, our doctors are gone. There's no incentive there to bring them back. We have to bring them back. We have to take the pressure off our hospitals. We have to take the pressure off everywhere. We have to support our local areas. Like, there is no point in looking across at Europe. We're not in Europe. We're at home. We're here in Kerry. Like, we need Kerry. Like, we're our laws, our planning laws are geared towards Europe. But sadly, like, we're not in France. We're not in. We haven't the well, first of all, we haven't the climate. We haven't the employment. We haven't the infrastructure. We have nothing. So when you're in Rome, you do as the Romans do. You support the local economy. We're not out to, destroy the local countryside, but we're out to get people living in the country a house, a roof over their head. It's quite simple.
Yeah.
It's not destroying the countryside. We're an aging population.
Patrick, we're over time. Where and when is the event on?
The Oinder inside tonight, yeah. There's a lot of people inquiring. They want to come to the launch, and look, everyone is welcome, of course.
What time?
About 9:15, I'd say.
Okay, perfect. Patrick, listen, we'll leave it there. Thanks to you for giving us your view on the programme. That's Patrick Lyne, formerly Fine Gael, now running independent in the Kemer Municipal District for the local elections to Kerry County Council for the Kemer MD. If you have a view on what he had to say, the issues he thinks need to be addressed, we want to hear your story.